This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ووهبنا له من رحمتنا أخاه هارون نبيا صدق الله العظيم. So yes, we were in the discussion of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and how the Almighty had privileged him with closeness, and we then expounded on that academically and put flesh to the theory. What is meant by closeness? It is in position, in status, and not physical proximity, etc. And then in verse 53, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another favor upon Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, in addition to him being privileged with being Kaleem and receiving revelation on the right side of Mount Tur and having this private munajat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ نَبِيًّا. And with our mercy, we gifted him with his brother Harun. So we know that when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to Fir'aun, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this year in Juz 20, chapter 28, in Surah Qasas, in verse 34, where Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam requested from Allah, وَأَخِي هَارُونُ هُوَ أَفْصَحُ مِنِّي لِسَانًا. And my brother Harun is more articulate than me in speech. فَأَرْسِلْهُ مَعِيَ رِدْءًا. So, oh Allah, send him along with me, رِدْءًا مُعِينًا, one who can assist me, support my message. إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَن يُكَذِّبُونَ. I'm afraid that Pharaoh and his people will belie me. Under the words, أَفْصَحُ مِنِّي لِسَانًا, he is more articulate than me. There's a brief heading in Ma'riful Quran there, that from this we learn that to acquire articulate speech and to be, structured in your speech and to come across in an impressive way, of course, without it compromising on the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in any way, is also something matloob and desirable. And sa'i, effort in this regard, is not madhmoom. So if a person is rehearsing or learning or acquiring or enhancing his oratory skills, then that is fine. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam in age was junior to Harun alayhi salam. Harun alayhi salam was 2 years elder. Sayyidina Musa did not intercede for the presence of Harun through the seniority of Harun in terms of age. He did not say, oh Allah, send my brother Harun with me, he's elder than me. Rather, he said, send my brother Harun with me, he is more articulate than me. Of course, in rutbah and in status, the position of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was greater than Harun alayhi salam. So nonetheless, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam requested Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the presence of his brother Harun, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala approved this request. قَالَ سَنَشُدُّ عَضُدَكَ بِأَخِيكَ وَنَجْعَلُ لَكُمَا سُلْطَانًا فَلَا يَصِلُونَ إِلَيْكُمَا بِآيَاتِنَا أَنْتُمَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَكُمَا الْغَالِبُونَ. سَنَشُدُّ عَضُدَكَ, we will give you strength and reinforcement with your brother Harun. بِأَخِيكَ وَنَجْعَلُ لَكُمَا سُلْطَانًا, and we will bless you with that presence and that rob and that status. لَا يَصِلُونَ إِلَيْكُمَا, they will not able to harm you in any way. بِآيَاتِنَا أَنْتُمَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَكُمَا الْغَالِبُونَ, take the signs we've given you and go. You and of course those that will follow you will be victorious. So in this verse here, in chapter 19, verse 53, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا, and through our grace and through our mercy, we approved his request and we gave him his brother. That is why it is mentioned that Sayyidina Harun was also known as Hibatullah, the gift of Allah. And the scholars have also written that no brother has benefited his brother more than Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. I can intercede for my brother get him a job, get him married, find him a house, get him settled, relocated, whatever I can do. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam requested Allah that, oh Allah, bless my brother with nabuwah, send my brother along with me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his request and his plea, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored him. وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ نَبِيًّا. And remember when he went to Mount Tur, then he had left Harun alayhi salam in charge. أُخْلُفْنِي فِي قَوْمِي وَأَصْلِحْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Take care of the affairs here in my absence, and do not follow the evildoers and reform them, etc. And of course, when Sayyidina Musa went, and then the worshipping of the calf took place, and then he came back and he asked his brother Harun, Ya Harun, ma mana'aka idh ra'aytahum dhallu alla tattabi'ani afa'asayta amri. Oh Harun, what had happened in my absence when I had left you in charge? So Harun alayhi salatu wasalam then responded and gave his perspective, etc. And remember when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam had left Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu in charge of Medina, and a particular campaign, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam went out, and he sallallahu alayhi wasallam then comforted Ali, is it not comforting for you to know that I'm leaving you in charge as Sayyidina Musa had left Harun in charge? Of course, there is no Nabuwat after me. Sayyidina Musa was a Nabi, Sayyidina Harun was a Nabi. In this case, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is a great Sahabi, but of course not a Nabi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the final prophet. Okay, so that's verse 53, and that wraps up the brief discussion and the introduction of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. We move on to verse 54. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَاعِيلِ وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَاعِيلِ. And narrate to them and recite to them and convey to them the tale, the story, the episode, the narrative of Ismail. Of course, our Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam's blessed lineage, ancestry, genealogy goes up to Sayyidina Ismail bin Ibrahim alayhima min Allahi as-salatu wa taslim. Innahu kana sadiqal wa'di. He was a person who kept up to his promise. La ilaha illallah. Now, صادق الوعد, to honor your word, was found in every Nabi. But this was the outstanding feature of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. We hear in the khutbah, أشدهم في أمر الله عمر, أصدقهم حياء عثمان, أقضاهم علي. We hear about that Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was stern in the execution of the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Uthman, his name was synonymous to modesty. It obviously doesn't mean that Sayyidina Uthman did not execute the orders of Allah, or Sayyidina Umar was not modest. No, they possessed all these amazing qualities. However, these certain qualities were outstanding, were absolutely outstanding in each companion. So Sadiq al-Wa'di, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, was a man who honored his word. The scholars say he honored it with the creation, and of course he honored it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The pinnacle manifestation or expression of honoring it with Allah was when Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam told him that this is what I see in a dream, that I'm slaughtering you, O my son. And what did Sayyidina Ismail? فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَ, when they both surrendered to the will of Allah. وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ, and he turned him around on his forelock. And Sayyidina Ismail said, اِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ, اِفْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرْ. Oh my dad, do as you have been instructed. سَتَجِدُنِي إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Certainly, with the grace of Allah, you will find me, by the will of Allah, amongst those that persevere. Again, he attached his confidence to Allah. Allah will give me the strength and I will persevere. So that was his commitment in honoring his contract with his creator. And as far as honoring it with the creation, both in Jalalain and even in Tafsir Uthmani, I read this year, that somebody had told him, I will meet you at a particular place. And the person didn't come there. Some narrations say it was 3 days he waited. And other narrations say that he kept on coming to this place in the anticipation of that person for one long year. Person said, I'll meet you here. He would come back and forth in the anticipation of that person. La ilaha illallah. There's also an incident mentioned in Tafsir Uthmani under the same ayah regarding our Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that prior to Bi'athat, before prophethood, a person had indicated to him that I will meet you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, at a particular place. And he sallallahu alayhi wasallam waited at that place for 3 days. And after 3 days, the man came and he sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, you have caused me inconvenience. La ilaha illallah. That's all. You have caused me inconvenience. Can you imagine us? We won't wait 3 minutes. And if perchance we got delayed for some other reason, and then that person comes there, we will unfortunately verbally abuse that person with the most stern, harsh, unpleasant, vulgar, and obscene language. Innahu kana sadiqal wa'di. Honor your word, my brother. Honor your word, my sister. When he, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, praised his son-in-law, who was married to who? Zainab radiallahu anha. We often speak about Ali radiallahu anhu, and rightfully so, rightfully so. Ali radiallahu anhu was married to Fatima radiallahu anha, and Sayyidina Uthman to Ruqayya and Umm Kulthum radiallahu anhu. But really, do we speak about the son-in-law of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was married to Zainab radiallahu anha? And how did he sallallahu alayhi wasallam praise him? Haddathani fasadaqani wa wa'adani fawafabi. Haddathani fasadaqani. He spoke to me and he was honest. And he made a promise and he honored his promise. He honored his promise. Abu'l-'As bin Rabi'. How the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised him. He was wedded to Zainab radiallahu anha. When Sayyidina Huzaifa radiallahu anhu and his father Yaman radiallahu anhuma were leaving Makkah Mukarrama, and they were coming to Medina, and then they were intercepted by Abu Jahl and his caravan, and they said, no, we won't let you go because you're going to go and join the Muslims and become reinforcement for the Muslims against us. And Huzaifa radiallahu anhu said, no, we just want to go to Medina, let us go. So then they agreed. They released us on the condition, Huzaifa radiallahu anhu says, that we will not join the Muslims. And when we came to Medina, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam was leaving for Badr. And remember, Badr took place on the 17th of Ramadan, on the 17th of Ramadan. And Allah referred to it in the Quran as Yawm al-Furqan, Yawm al-Taqal Jam'an, the day when truth and falsehood was distinguished, and the day which Allah gave victory to the believers. So when Huzaifa bin Yaman radiallahu anhuma met with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he said, O Nabi of Allah, can we join you? And he said, yes. And remember, they were short in numbers. They needed reinforcement. There was a shortage of numbers. So it was most welcomed. Anybody who could come and join the rank of the Muslims, absolutely. However, Huzaifa radiallahu anhu said, O Nabi of Allah, I must mention to you that I had told Abu Jahl when we left that I will not join you because he did not want to release me. So to appease him, I said, I will not join you. And what did the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam say? Nafi bi'uhudihim. Nafi bi'uhudihim. Wa nasta'inu Allah alayhim. If you've given your word to Abu Jahl that you will not join me, then we will honor the contract. We will honor the contract that we made with him. Yes, we will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to aid us against him and his likes. And of course, Allah gave victory. But the word given to Abu Jahl, the word given to this hostile enemy, foe, adversary, the verbal agreement that was given was honored, honored. When we talk of the old folks, amongst the outstanding things, and the other day, my respected dad was sharing a reflection with us, you will find in the old folks, and may Allah have mercy on their souls, you know, they've moved on, there was the sense of caring for the whole family. So many of the people will talk about in the old days, in the younger, you know, in the previous times, well, I'm talking of our forefathers or even our parents or grandparents. There would be like one head of the family. He'd take care of his own family. If his sister gets divorced, he'll take care of her. If somebody's marriage breaks up, he will finance the nephews and the nieces. There was the sense of family unit. Likewise, the other thing was, if you gave your word, that's it. That's it. Now, you know, somebody gave you a more lucrative option, or somebody dangles a candy before you or offers you something better. No, you gave your word. And those were the qualities that were outstanding in the old folks. And this is what made them into great humans. They honored their words. They honored. So in verse 54, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about this quality of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. وَذْكُرُ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَاعِيلِ, and narrate to them the tale and the story of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. A believer is one who honors his word. A believer does not go against his word. Allah protect and Allah forbid, there are those who go against their word and they only take a promise to convince the other party. I promise you I will pay you. I promise you I'll give you back every cent. And the only reason you take in an oath is so that you can convince the man to get the money or to do the deal. At the very time where you take in the oath, you know you're going to default. For that person, there's a very, very severe warning in Juz 14, chapter 16, in Surah An-Nahl. وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ دَخَلًا بَيْنَكُمْ فَتَزِلَّ قَدَمٌ بَعْدَ ثُبُوتِهَا. Let it not be because of this false, deliberate oath that you took, just to deceive someone, that your foot slips away. فَتَزِلَّ قَدَمٌ بَعْدَ ثُبُوتِهَا. It is mentioned there in Ma'riful Quran, the ayah sounds a warning that your foot can slip away from Islam, meaning you could be deprived of Islam. You could be deprived of Islam. So honor your word and do not go against your word. أَن تَكُونَ أُمَّةٌ هِيَ أَرْبَى مِنْ أُمَّةٍ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ. When you promise a person, how many times I've received this complaint from sisters that at the time of nikah, I was promised my dowry. It's 3 months into nikah. I haven't been given my dowry. And every time I ask for my money, which is my right, I'm being told, don't demand, don't insist. I'm not going to run away. What you want your money? La ilaha illallah. This is the money you owe to that woman. This is the money you owe to her. This is not a favor. This is the right Allah. وَآتُ النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلًا وَآتُ النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلًا. And give to the woman saduqat. And here under this again, if you look at the linguists and the philologists, they say, why has mahar been referred to as saduqat, which is derived from the word sadaqa? Because it is by virtue of this dowry, you prove your honesty and your sincerity to your prospective spouse or your spouse that you want to marry her. So you've promised someone, deliver, don't delay. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقَ الْوَعْدِ. Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam was a person who honored his word. وَكَانَ رَسُولًا نَبِيًّا. And he was a rasul as well, and he was a nabi. He was a rasul and he was a nabi. وَكَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ وَكَانَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَرْضِيًّا. Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, as I had made mention, that our Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam's genealogy and ancestry goes up to Ismail alayhi salam. Wa kana ya'muru ahlahu, and he would instruct his family. Ya ahl, ahl loosely, commonly translated as family, could either mean his family or as the view of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, ahl meaning qawm, his people. So his entire nation, right? Bis-salati was-zakah, he would advocate to them, impress upon them the importance of prayer and zakat. And the reason for highlighting these two is because of their importance and their significance. And it doesn't mean that he only told them about salat and zakat and there were no other injunctions, but rather to impress the importance of salat and zakat. وَكَانَ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ مَرْضِيَّا. And he was very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was the status and that was the position of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. He was very dear and he was very beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we learn from this year that the reason why, and this is mentioned in the tafsir, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala focused on him advising his children is that, of course, they have a great responsibility, or we have a great responsibility to them. وَأَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْأَقْرَبِينَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, warn your close relatives. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْطَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. And instruct your family to perform salah and persevere on it. La nas'aluka rizqa, we do not ask you for sustenance. Nahnu narzuquk, we provide you. Wal aqibatu littaqwa, and the best outcome is for those who persevere, those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's it, the salient quality of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam والصادق الوعد. And that's the takeaway lesson for today. In addition to the fact that we need to give a message and we need to encourage our family, يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ, our family, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. The scholars have given a beautiful analogy. Save yourself, right? وَقَى يَقِي تَقِي قِيقِيَاقُوْ. Save, in Lugha, as we would say, is جَمَّ مُذَكَّرْ حَاذِرٍ. Save yourself and your family from the fire. And if somebody says, well, I'm telling him he's not listening. If a child or someone is running towards live fire or you know what, current, you're not going to say he's not listening, so leave him. With all your might, you're going to physically protect him and stop him from there, because you know if he's going to be burnt, it's going to be severe and serious. So Allah reminds us, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا, as was this amazing quality of Sayyidina Ismail, يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ, encouraging his family. The narration where he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Fatima radiallahu anha's house, and he told Sayyidina Ali and Sayyidina Fatima to stand up for tahajjud and offer prayer. So today we have a network, we have family groups, send kind messages, send reminders, motivate each other. How much Quran are you reciting? How much tahajjud are you reciting? How much are you protecting your fast against evil, etc.? It is our duty as a father, as a parent, as a mom, as the head, as the granny, as whoever, to encourage one another. But the takeaway lesson from this segment is honor your word. And the barakah of that will be in this world and in akhirah. May Allah make us amongst those who honor our words, both with the humans and of course with Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallillahumma wa sallim ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.